Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A judge in Cleveland says there is enough evidence to charge two police officers in the killing of Tamir Rice last November. The 12-year-old boy was playing with a pellet gun in a park when he was shot. The ruling comes after eight community leaders cited a little-known law and appealed to the judge to initiate the criminal process. The opinion, however, is not binding, and now it's up to the county prosecutor, who says he'll convene a grand jury. Walter Madison is an attorney for the Rice family. He says he wants the prosecutor to bypass the grand jury altogether and order the arrest of the police officers himself. So, Walter, first of all, what's the significance of the judge's opinion?
Well, the judge's opinion is historic, and it is a blueprint for the rest of the nation to participate and perhaps look to enact the same law. You know, when you have a group of people, as we do here in Cleveland, the Cleveland Eight, that exercise democracy in a very American way and use the law to say, Judge, we perceive a crime has occurred. We want you, and here's the evidence, to take a look at this and order charges. Well, the judge agreed, which is the validation. The citizens have been engaged, which is the participation. And they can see the direct result in just 2 days, not 6 months.
Why did you agree that it would be a good idea to go to the judge in this way? Was it because going before a grand jury can be very difficult and, in fact, in some cases has not resulted in an indictment against a police officer?
But again, the significance is that the community got engaged and engineered the input. Now, the real question is, will another set of public servants, i.e. the city prosecutor's office, respect the community? There is no rule of law that says police officers have to be arrested only after a grand jury says so, when the inputs in that grand jury proceeding are completely controlled by one person. And for that matter, this one person has been said by President Obama as well as Governor Kasich here in Ohio should be an independent person, not the local county prosecutor. There is a perception that there may be some bias, in particular when the people and now a longstanding judge of over 30 years has agreed that a warrant should be issued. I think that's something that they would have to reconcile with the people. And that's what makes this so significant. And that's what makes this, we believe, a blueprint for the rest of the nation as we move towards trying to bridge this gap between African Americans and law enforcement.
Walter Madison is an attorney for the family of Tamir Rice. We've been talking about that judge's opinion in Cleveland that found there is enough evidence to charge two police officers in the killing of Tamir Rice last November. Walter Madison, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.